Well, here we are. It's the news, according to me. Oh, good morning. It is 8:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 1st, first day of the fifth month of the 2024th year. We are here because you were there. And I'm not even really sure what that means. So we have all this going on around us. Interesting stuff happening. Couple things to talk about this morning. But first thing, and most importantly, this is just off the charts important stuff. Got to talk about this morning. Welcome, by the way, to the news. According to me, I'm your host, Kevin. I'm not a doctor, a lawyer, not a financial counselor. I am not necessarily an expert at anything, but I pretend like I'm one on this podcast. I have a few things to talk about. But this is probably one of the best. Well, it would be one of the better days of my life if I didn't have to do some work today. Potentially, it's kind of a weird day. It's kind of because of this weird month to month thing and where my vacation was. And all. I'm actually working today. One day out of like 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks, I have to work this one day in the middle of it all. It's kind of weird, but that's the way it happens. Stuff happens like that. But I don't think they can't really use me for anything today. So that's my theory. Sticking with it. I still have to kind of be in range of the facility over there. I have some good news. Excellent. This is going to cheer everybody up because you won't have to hear me whine and cry anymore. I found some chai. That is good. It's actually better, I think, than the Pacific chai that I was drinking before. This is Big Train. Everything I had seen from Big Train in the past has always been spiced chai or Oregon chai. And it's been, I've tried it and I don't like it. Well, now they have vanilla chai. And it's creamy. And it's very good. This is far better than anything I've had at Starbucks, far better than anything I've ever had in any kind of a store in terms of like going to a coffee shop. This is way better. It is, that's excellent. And on top of that, I have backed up now with this chai I have, freshly brewed, just brewed it last night, properly caramelized sweet tea. And it's just amazing stuff. So I am, my day, you know, I don't care how your day goes. My day is fine now. I don't care how the rest of my day goes either. It's just, this is, nothing can faze me at this point. There's, you know, barring any serious tragedies. But this is, that's some good chai right there. Now, of course, I've got Cinnabon creamer in it because I ran out of, I thought I had some more Almond Joy creamer, and it's apparently the Almond Joy creamer I had already been opened, and I didn't realize how long it had been opened, and it was turning chunky. So I'm not going to use that because it's a little bit old. I'm not going to drink that because that could cause problems. Not sure what, but you could probably wait 100 years, probably still drink this stuff and it probably wouldn't kill you, but it's still just, there's something not right there. So I'd let that go. So I had to open up a Cinnabon creamer. So it'll be Cinnabon creamer for a while with this chai. Cause this chai is, I think I might just order a whole case of this stuff because it seems like every time I find a supplier and then it goes away, and I don't know why, they just stop making it. And then somebody else starts making it, and then all of a sudden it disappears again. So I don't know. I think maybe because everybody buys it up. So, yes. I just had a text I had to look at. It was somebody I don't usually get a text from. It's just kind of check on that to make sure there was Yeah, you guys just about my boat. Okay, so we have, the news, according to me. Sorry, the music didn't kick in when I said that. Usually, you know, my producer usually throws the music on every time I say that. I must have snuck that one in without him knowing it. So let's get into this. Boy, that's some good chai. Gotta tell you, it just feels good all the way down. maybe I should start a podcast about chai, and maybe that's what this should be about. I don't know. I don't think so. But we have a couple things to talk about. It sounds like is Columbia in New York? I think it's in New York, right? Columbia University. Where all the main protests, the ones that are making the news, where they basically have one of those zones where they lawless kind of chop zone or whatever it's called, where there's just nothing but stupidity spewing from, and it's all about Gaza. Supposedly, you ask them. It's classic. They're asking some of the reporters are asking some of these people why they're protesting. Well, we're not really sure what the protest is about, but we feel good about it. We're on the right side of this. We're making a difference in the world. Don't know what we're doing, but this is good stuff. Look at us. Look how virtuous we are. We're going to change the world. Sitting out here in our tent. Skipping class. That we're paying. Somebody's paying for. This is the way I'm going to live my life. When I get out of college, I'm going to just do nothing but protest full time. Until you get a job and you start paying bills, start making money and paying taxes. You start realizing, hey, I probably should have been protesting the taxes. That probably would have been more effective. People's lives. I got nothing wrong with taxes. There's nothing wrong with taxes if they're properly done and they tax the right things. I have a real hard time with taxes that steal from people's lives. That just take their wealth that they've worked hard for. This is... Most of the people out there who make the big bucks, and they have these examples of some of these people, but look at somebody like Elon Musk. Oh, he's a billionaire. He's an evil billionaire. He was a good billionaire until he started letting Trump on Twitter. All these leftist lunatics all were driving Teslas. Oh, look at me, I'm my Tesla. I'm making a difference in the world. Elon Musk is a brilliant man. And look at me driving around in my Tesla. I'm making a difference. Look at me. I plug it in. There's no gas. There's no emissions. All the emissions are someplace else that I don't see. Come from the coal plant, but I don't want to see that. We need to shut down the coal plant because it's making emissions. But I still need to plug my car in. And I don't see I don't really connect with that. I don't really understand how those two relate to each other. But look at me. I'm driving my Tesla. And then all of a sudden, Elon Musk decides he's going to be a free speech guy. And that even extends to people, you know, as atrocious as Donald Trump. And they their heads pop off. How dare you? Oh, you're an evil man. You're an evil billionaire. Oh, you should be arrested. There's people in... There's a senator, I think it's in Australia, who now is calling for he should be arrested, using his platform to spew all kinds of information like this. Allowing things like this on his platform. He shouldn't be allowed to do that. He should be arrested. Well, first of all, he's not an Australian citizen. There's no world police that's going to go out there and arrest somebody for world crimes. Global crime. It's a global crime. The global police are going to come get you. So that's what people want. These idiots want. So we have, that's, by the way, that's probably coming at some point. We will see either by proxy or by you know, it's going to happen. We'll see global law being enforced. The so what happens here is these people, you know, they in their Teslas, they like to vilify the billionaires, and so they need to pay their fair share. Okay, well, that's all well and good until you go out and you start to produce something, not sitting on your butt on a college campus protesting, making a difference in the world, thinking you deserve to be fed for that. Somebody else should feed you now and somebody to take care of you and pay for your college bills. And then you're going to, because the billionaires need to pay for all that. Because they, you know, they're evil. While you're driving around in the car they created and the cell phone that they made. This is the kind of thing that I think people just don't really understand society and how, you know, how it functions and how we need each other and how things like this work. People don't set out to kill their you know, if you got a company that sells things to people, products or whatever, your intention isn't to get up every morning and say, I'm going to see how many of my customers I can kill today. That's not your plan. So it's just this is the kind of mentality that we have going on. Well, I guess the state of New York or whoever it is, the city, whoever it is that's in charge of this jurisdiction of the legal stuff, they're coming in. They're cleaning the place out. They're shutting the whole thing down. One is, I think people are realizing it doesn't matter. Your protest is not changing anything. You're not protesting the school. Well, they are protesting the school. They're saying that the school is supporting genocide. And then they're, you know, so that because they, I don't know, what they don't really understand what it is exactly they're protesting. So I can't really define it either because they can't really define it as themselves. Then you have just a lot of craziness going on. We've got Nancy Pelosi. I've got a couple clips here from Liberal Hive Mind. It's courtesy of his show. He has this very interesting clip here of Nancy Pelosi. Where is it here? I got to find the right spot because I'm going to get it wrong. Here we go. She's being interviewed by MSNBC, and she's going on about Donald Trump's record is, you know, she's just expecting as normal day, the commentators would just nod their head and say, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, everything you're saying. Yeah, I've got to agree with everything you say because this is the talking point. Nancy runs the show. Now she's not Speaker of the House anymore. So why isn't Joaquin Jeffries up here being interviewed? Why is Nancy Pelosi still the one being interviewed? So we have this interview going on. She goes on about Donald Trump had the largest job loss record of any president ever. And Joe Biden had all these jobs come back, created 9 million jobs, whatever it was. And she's like, well, there was a global pandemic. Oh, well, if you want to be a Donald Trump sympathizer or apologist, that's, she goes, I don't think anybody could accuse me of that. What? Nancy flips out. She does not expect this that statement coming out of her mouth. Just a matter-of-fact statement of truth triggers her to the point where she just kind of, you should see her face. If you haven't seen the video, you really need to watch this. Just you know, Google it. You'll find it. She flips out. Just because of a simple statement of fact. Well, there was a global pandemic. It doesn't matter. He had the worst record. She just kind of, she initially has this little, it's like her eyes just, she's like stops and she's stunned. And she has this surprised look on her face, which she always has anyway because of her plastic surgery. But that was always kind of a joke. Like Rush Limbaugh was the first person I ever heard say that Nancy Pelosi, there's something happening to Nancy Pelosi, and she had a surprised look on her face. Well, she always has a surprised look on her face. Because it seems to be the way her plastic surgeon basically made it out. So I don't know what that was about. You stretch your face back far enough times over so many years, and that's what's going to happen. So here we go. I'm going to play this clip of Nancy. It's kind of funny, and yet it's not. It's kind of sad, but it's kind of funny. So let's just play it. Here we go. This is. I don't think anybody can accuse me of that. Oh, you know what? I played it and I did. Sorry, folks. I had the mute button on. That's interesting. That's some interesting stuff right there. Did you get a lot out of that? I did. Oh. Yeah, we're gonna go back here. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and play this again so you can actually hear it. Here she is.
Joe Biden is doing that. Created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
I don't think anybody can accuse me of that. Well, she just did. It's, to look at this lady's face, the lady that's doing the interview, she kind of has this grin on her face like, I just got Nancy's goat, and I don't care. Now, here's what I think is happening. This has happened several times now. Lately, there are news organizations. There have been some people on the MSNBC and CNN who've actually spoken some things that are like, you know what, we got to stop this gaslighting stuff. We got to stop this phony messaging because people know better. One of the things that I think Karine Jean-Pierre, she was asked some questions. She's had a tough week with the press conferences. And one of the things that have been happening is they're confronting them with, well, people just don't know the good things that we've done. We our messaging, well, then you're terrible messengers, first of all. But the problem is that it's not just your message, it's the actual facts of what's going on. It's just, we're not believing your gaslighting anymore. Your messaging is gas. In other words, we're not gaslighting people well enough anymore. It's really what they mean to say. We got to control the narrative better. We got to get that narrative out there that Joe Biden's the best president it's ever been. Now, think about this for a second. Joe Biden is a guy who's ran for president how many times in his life? I remember this guy running for president back in the previous century. He could never get more than 1% from his own party in the primaries. Always dropped out early in the primaries. And all of a sudden, he became vice president, just out of the blue. Barack Obama appoints him to be his vice president. Here's a guy who's, you know, totally unpopular. It's more flub-ups and screw-ups during his term in office. I think Obama just wanted some nitwit next to him so that that way he would make him look better. That's actual thing. People actually do that. I know that when I was in high school, this was a thing. Girls would have friends who weren't as good looking as they were, so that they were the good looking one in the group. They didn't want to hang out with the really, really pretty girls because they would be, now you tell people that, and then they're like, well, maybe I was the ugly one. Well, guess what, Joe? Yeah. Not that they're ugly. Not that they were. But that's just the way, I'm just talking about the way kids are. They can't see beyond the looks. Their hormones are raging and they don't understand anything beyond there are beautiful people who the world would say are not attractive. You don't understand anything about the character of a person at all. That's just it. I've seen some very lovely, attractive people, male or female, whichever one you. Very well groomed and very ugly on the inside. In fact, some of the kindest, most generous, humble people I've ever met, most caring individuals, have been people who society would say are that they just misfits in there. Yeah. So, folks, I have anyway, it's just childishness stuff goes on. We worry about kids being socialized properly when they're homeschooled. Yeah, well, if that's where you're going to socialize them, that's the kind of socialization we don't need. I have another clip here of Jean Pierre. Now, the thing is, they just think that their only mistake is that they're not getting the message out. And what people realize is that, look, stuff is tough. My wife and I made more money last year than we've ever made in our lives. Our total income. Gross income, not just now. I've had businesses where I made a lot more money. I had more income, but I had more expenses. I made a lot less money. This last year, 2023, my wife and I made the most money we've ever made. We're nearing. I'm in my 60s. Let's just say she's approaching that. We've worked all of our lives to attain and acquire the skills, the experience, everything that we have. Straight into our early 50s, we were still not struggling, but pretty much living paycheck to paycheck. We're putting money aside, doing all the things we're supposed to do, but it was tough. And there's only two of us. We didn't have kids. We have dogs. That's what we have. Now we have two dogs and two cats. They're not cheap, but, you know, we got them. We're not paying for college bills. And it is still a little bit tough. I mean, yeah, okay, so I'm buying stuff and we're able to do things, but you would think we would be way farther ahead. Of course, then the April 15th rolls around, and you got to write a check out for $20,000. Just when you thought you were about to do something to invest in something else, to do something, you know, to do something more with your money that could help or benefit the people around you. Nope, that's gone. Government's going to take it. Because, you know, that goes to a good place. And then, like, you know, of course, at the same time, you get your property tax bill. I literally got my property tax assessment bill on the April 15th, the day I wrote the check out. Which is another just slap in the face. Well, guess what? Your property is worth more now, so we're going to tax you more. Oh, guess what? The property tax rate went up. I have a commercial property, so they can change that anytime they want to. Home property, if you have your single, your main home residence, they cannot change in Indiana where they put a cap on it. That's a whole ball of wax story. I can tell you how that all worked out. Got ripped off again. So here's Jean-Claude Pierre. Korean Jean-Pierre. Yeah. Jean-Claude Pierre. That's pretty funny, actually. She's being asked these questions, and I want you to pay attention to how she put. You can hear this anyway. You can't see her face because she's just kind of staring off. I think she hates her job. I really do think she hates her job, but she really likes the notoriety, but she hates her job. She likes being the fashion queen, you know, wearing the fashion stuff and having her hair changed every day and all this, you know, whatever else is going on. But she really hates her job because she gets these questions and then she has to answer them. And she's pounding on the podium. She just pounds on the podium. Well, there's a lawyers will tell you whether you're a defense attorney or a prosecutor, when you start pounding on the lectern, there's all kinds of stuff behind that. You either discuss the law or you pound the podium. There's kind of two different ways to do it. Not right now. She's pounding the podium, and it's really interesting. You'll hear it in the thumping in this audio. If I don't have the mute button on, so well,
right. Listen to this. The fact that he continues to say what he has done, that some Americans are not feeling the impact of his policies.
Look, we have seen some consumer confidence go up over the past couple of months, and I think that's important to note. And so that is out there. That data is out there. Look, this is we're talking about a president who understands what it feels like to sit around your kitchen table and have to make difficult decisions. We get that. He gets that. This is why he's trying to build an economy from the bottom up, middle out. He's
bottom up,
very,
middle
very
out.
Clear
we'll talk about
this
that.
Is a sympathetic president, so he gets it. So he's not going to be frustrated by that. What he's going to do is continue to do the additional work to lower cost and do everything that we can there, and to go out there and speak directly to the American people. I think that's the most effective way to do that.
Go out there and speak directly to American people. That's the most effective way to do that. That doesn't change my situation. You see, that she's going with this whole thing of how people are feeling. The person who's asking the question is saying, people aren't feeling this. No, we're not experiencing it. It's what we're not experiencing. All this goodness and greatness that Joe Biden has brought upon us. I don't care how I feel about it. Now, that's what she means. That's really what she means by saying feeling. They're not feeling it in the pocketbooks. Well, they're not experiencing it. That's what's happening. That's the better term, the better word to use there. Somebody can say, well, I don't feel like you appreciate me. Well, you can feel however you want. I appreciate you, and whether you feel like it or not, I don't know. You know, that's kind of on you. I can't control your feelings. You might think I appreciate you, and I don't. So then what? Then what are we going to do? Oh, I feel so appreciated, and then you find out the person doesn't appreciate you. How many times has that happened to you in your life? I can't be the subjective governor of your life. I can't do that. I'm just using that as an example. That there's all kinds of things out there that you can't. The other person, when you do that, it makes me angry. Okay, well, what are you going to do about that? I mean, how can you get over that? How can you get past that? Because it seems like it's your problem. You're the one getting triggered. I can't. I can do what I'll do what I can. I'll try to be empathetic, sympathetic in your situation. I can do what I can. But I'm limited here in terms of what I can do, because if I do something else, then that could trigger something else. I don't know. So you need to work on your issues and whatever's triggering you. That's the bottom line. You can't expect everyone around you to fit into your mold. I just it's not going to happen. You're going to be very disappointed in life. Very frustrated in life, if that's in relationships especially. If you're expecting the other person to always mold to what you need in your life, it's a very futile way of going through life, by the way. So, well, folks, it has been my honor to talk to you this morning. I have a great deal of things to do today. I got some things accomplished before I even get out the door. But I need to get this this podcast processed and on its way. I have tomorrow morning. There will be a show tomorrow morning. It'll be pretty fair. It'll be another fairly early one. Probably even earlier, maybe than today. But tomorrow is going to be a very extremely busy day. Lots going on tomorrow. Trying to get my boat ready to go in the water. I have a few things I need to work on. One main big thing I need to work on, and there's just some other projects I wanted to get done this year before I put it in the water, but some of that stuff may not happen. So we'll see how all that goes. In the meantime, tomorrow morning, plan on here having a show tomorrow morning, Friday morning as well. Friday morning is going to be even an earlier show if I can get all that done. Because Friday morning, the boat's going in the water on Friday morning. And then I'm probably going to take the boat to its home. It's about 4 or 5 hour sail to where I keep it for the summer. So I'm going to be there today at the place where I keep it. I'm going to kind of get that place ready to go, get everything ready to go. So speaking of which, I need to make some phone calls. So I'm going to be doing all that. Once again, folks, I really want to thank you for listening. It looks like listenership is up again. I'm not sure why. I have no idea what happens from one show to the next. Why shows go? It's like some shows are everybody listens to them, and the next show nobody listens to. I don't know if it's the title. Maybe it's the time I post it. I don't know. I'm going to go through a little. There's a little study thing I need to go through with my statistics that will kind of analyze some of the things that happen in terms of when the show goes out, the kind of content I'm putting out. What is it that is what is my audience really? How can I meet my audience, you know, and serve them better? Basically, is what it amounts to. That's what I'm going on with. So anyway, I want to thank you all for listening, for subscribing, sharing, commenting, whatever you're doing out there, even on to my podcast or anybody's podcast. Just thank you for being engaged. God bless everybody. Have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week. Take care.